The following is brought to you in association with and from a proud partner of the Shining Wizards Network. Entertainment here.
All those moments lost in time. Like tears in the rain.
Coming to you from the frustrated incorporated compound overlooking the beautiful Arizona Bay, this is an Inclusive Breakdown. I'm your host, Justin, joined as always by Skeets the Wonder Dog and Vince.
Hello!
How are you?
I'm great.
This week on MythBusters, Adam and Jamie go to Auschwitz. See, I always want to start with a joke. Get Vince loosened up. It's...
They added the chimney afterwards.
What's that? Swimming pools, movies,
in a theater? What?
An amphitheater? What? You mean they were putting on plays? Weird. Oh, sorry. I was just going by what the Red Cross says.
Typhus?
Yeah. Delousing agent.
A delousing agent? Wooden doors? What?
So if you had to bake a bunch of cookies. No, I kid. All right, now that everybody's got a joke going, all right. Coming up on this week's show, it's all terrible. We'll talk about Fortnite, Iran, Trump, Israel, all the nonsense going on this week. Our top 10 list this week, songs that have a food in the title. A lot of minor classics. I'll just say that right off. So, all right, you ready to get into some TV news?
I am.
Reacher star Alan Ritson is in the clear after his personal POV body cam footage revealed the alleged victim in his motorcycle incident over last weekend was actually the instigator. The neighbor claimed that Richson was speeding. Footage showed him only going 20 miles an hour. The neighbor claimed Richson attacked him. Footage shows that Richson was knocked off his bike by the neighbor before Richson retaliated physically. Therefore, self-defense. He knocked him off his bike. He retaliated, and the neighbor tried to get, hey, you're the actor. I want money. He was wearing body cam. He's got you. That's smart, by the way.
Yeah. Why would you do that?
Yeah. Because you want money. I mean, that's really what it is.
In a huge fucking house.
Yeah. Yep. Thankfully, there's not a lot of TV news this week, but we do have this. Ryan Coogler's X-Files pilot has cast Himesh Patel alongside Danielle Deadwyler. They will be playing new characters, not Mulder and Scully.
Oh, they didn't brown grade Scully. But it That's
is,
good.
But it is an Indian guy and a black woman. Shocked, I tell you. I'm not watching it. Sorry.
Can I take you to the prom?
Get to meet the aliens. We'll put them in the cow piss. Yeah.
Let's not poop at it. Maybe it is a god.
Yes. Yeah.
That. Would you like a slushie with that?
The beer of Shiva. Oh, God. Oh. Great Kali. Yeah.
You mother chode.
I'm not. Stop. Come up with new shit. Try that. Right? Yeah. I know new ideas are scary. What about it? It ain't real.
Can you? Yeah, make that.
Yeah, do that.
Do that.
No, can't do that. But hey, last thing for TV news: if you have the Netflix, they're raising prices again, second time in less than a year. So you will be paying more for Netflix.
Oh, I'd love to get rid of Netflix.
Yep.
Oh, I'd love to get rid of all that streaming shit.
Yep.
But my family's addicted to it.
If you got, I think it's going up like $2 a month on the low tier, and I don't know how much on the higher tiers. So, yay! Just keeps getting more expensive. Remember when they said that all that would be cheaper than cable?
They lied?
They lied.
Shut up.
Yeah, right, I know. Shocked, I tell you. All right, let's get to some movie news. And
no, go ahead.
That thumping you hear is one J.R.R. Tolkien rolling around in his tomb. Warner Brothers and Peter Jackson announced that we're getting a sequel movie to Return of the King, written by Stephen Colbert. It will focus on Sam, Mary Pippin, and Sam's daughter Eleanor. Set 14 years after the passing of Frodo, they set out to retrace the first steps of their adventure. Sam's daughter has discovered a long-held secret and is determined to uncover why the War of the Ring was nearly lost before it began.
Ugh. Oh, the misogyny.
Oh. Dear Peter Jackson and Warner Brothers, if you want to give us something that's actually canon, how about the Tom Bombadil movie? Okay. Oh, no, no, we can't do that. No, no, we got to let some fucking left-wing... there's going to be fucking dancing COVID syringes and Middle Earth. It's going to be lovely.
Why can't they do a sequel to Meet the Feebles or something?
Right, Bad Taste, yeah.
They will. It's Bad Taste, all right. He went from Bad Taste to Bad Taste.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I know Colbert is like a super fan. Maybe he'll try to give the source material love, but this is something new. This is not source material. This is fan fiction.
Okay.
Basically.
It is. It's fan fiction, but okay. Let's give him the benefit of the doubt. Maybe
he is a super fan. So
maybe
a
super fan will do good. And not inject fucking politics into it.
I hope. Because that's what we always say. Let the people that love the stuff make it. So, he does love this. I want to give him the benefit of the doubt, but he is so hard, commie. If he can keep politics out.
Yeah, and make it entertaining.
And don't go woke and all this bullshit.
Right.
Then maybe. But is his track record good on that? I mean, Sauron's probably going to have Trump hair. Let's just be honest. But we'll see.
Please don't fuck this up.
I know. Vince, I need you to mark your calendar. Because Hollywood is giving you something that nobody asked for. Coming December 22nd, 2027, a movie reboot of Murder, She Wrote.
Why?
Our new Jessica Fletcher?
A black woman.
Activia! Jamie Lee Curtis. And her can't decide male or female daughter, probably. I know.
Why?
Because new ideas, they don't think new ideas make money. Don't look at Project Hail Mary. That's a new idea, by the way.
Oh, I heard it's pretty good.
Yeah, exactly. What do you mean a new idea can make money?
It's number one movie in the world right now, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Apparently they don't cuss. There's no sex. It's just a good,
it's a
wholesome
space
movie.
Family movie, yeah.
Yeah, apparently it's real good.
But, let's take a reboot of a beloved thing, put in a commie, and stop.
There's not enough black people in it.
There's no trans representation.
That will be hilarious if the shooter's trans, you know, to be real world accurate.
Oh, whoa, bud.
Hey.
42%. Those are rookie numbers.
That's right.
We got to bump them up.
What's that? Oh, I can't remember his name. It's a country singer. He wrote a song called Guess the Swingin'. Hey.
Oh, David Allan Coe?
No, he wrote other songs.
You see where I went with that?
Yep. Good times. All right, moving on here. OpenAI announced it is shutting down its Sora AI video app. And this is making Disney exit a deal it signed with them after they pledged to invest $1 billion into the company and agreed to license some of its characters for use in Sora. But OpenAI is shutting it down, so Disney's pulling their money and characters. So, no word on why, which is a little weird. But usually they give a reason, especially since everybody and her brother was using that. So, Vince, guess what character will be in the new Mario movie?
I don't know.
Fox McCloud. Star Fox, bitches.
Oh, that's kind of cool.
Yeah. Well, it's a galaxy. It's outer space. It makes sense. So now, will this give us a Star Fox spinoff movie? We'll see.
Are they making a new Star Fox game?
There's been rumors.
I think they're making a new Star Fox game.
There's been rumors, so I don't know. We have a passing to talk about. James Tolkien passed away at the age of 94. This was announced yesterday. He's best known. He was the principal in Back to the Future, and he was Maverick's commander in Top Gun, along with a ton of other roles. But those are the two he's probably most known for. But
he was the dad in Say Anything.
Yes. Yes, he was.
Yeah.
So this guy was in a ton of stuff. 94, man.
He was 94 40 years ago.
Exactly. He had that Arne Anderson thing where he was born and looked 30. Yeah. You know, just, came out full beard.
He's been 40 for 80 years.
Yeah, exactly. But, all right. Last thing for movie news. This is no surprise. This is basically the due diligence of the government. The Department of Justice has sent subpoenas looking into Paramount buying Warner Brothers. This goes to antitrust deals, but Paramount, David Ellison, one of Trump's handlers. This is going to be a no problem deal. So there you go. So. Mm. But they have to legally do all the stuff. So that's all this is. All right. Go to some comic book news. And this comic book news is only one story, and it absolutely sucks. A book I loved growing up, and I think Vince did too, and later turned into an animated thing on Liquid Television back in the day. Little known book by the name of The Max.
God damn it.
Sam Keith, the creator of The Max and co-creator of Sandman, along with Neil Gaiman. And he drew like the first five issues of that. Passed away this week at the age of 63. He had been diagnosed with Lewy body dementia in 2023, which I believe is the same thing Robin Williams had. If I'm not mistaken.
Yeah.
Just fucking horrible. Max is...
I got the Max number one floating around here somewhere.
Max is such a good book. It looks like a superhero book, right? Because the big, you know, hulking purple monster thing. It is not a superhero book. It is a deep dive into mental trauma. And working through trauma. If you go through the entire series. And of course they did crossovers like Max Meets Batman, which was awesome. But he basically did a mental health book disguised as a superhero book. And this was, good lord, 90s.
Yeah.
Or mid-90s, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So...
Yeah, that's not depressing at all.
That absolutely sucks that he passed, but yeah, that one kind of got me. That's like when the Len Wein died, Swamp Thing creator. It's just like, God. So.
Damn it.
Yeah, that one sucks. All right, your recommendations for books that came out this week. Dungeons of Doom issue 3, Null issue 3, Marvel Knights Punisher issue 4, Normal Punisher issue 2. Thundercats 25, Midnight Man number 1. If you're looking maybe an investment book, Superman 36 came out this week. This is Superboy Prime taking over as Superman. So that could be worth money somewhere down the road if you're looking that way. Vince, I have this one on here because it may be one of the greatest comic book names I have ever read. The Florida Hippopotamus Cocaine Massacre, issue 2. Just, that's a fantastic name. And last thing, just go to your local shop and see if they have any Max comics and just pick it up, even if it's a trade. And everybody should go read that book. That's a really, really good book. So, all right. Moving on here. We got some wrestling news this week.
Oh, boy.
two more inductees into the Hall of Fame, WWE Hall of Fame this year, Vince. And these deserve to go in. I can honestly say that. Psycho Sid and Bad News Brown, or Bad News Allen, depending on which company. Both going into the Hall of Fame this year. So,
well, good.
I wish they would have did it while Sid was still alive and Bad News was still alive, but...
And better late than never, right?
So who inducts them is the question, right? Bad News should probably be inducted by Bret Hart because started in Calgary, wrestled with the Harts. That one's a no-brainer. Who inducts Sid is the question.
Triple H.
Probably. Well, that makes no sense.
It makes no sense, but you know how they do things.
Taker should do it. Just because they both did WCW, they were both big. Yeah, it makes sense. All right. All right, this next story is people. That's all you can really just say. People are people. A Brooklyn preschool director allegedly stole almost $3 million in tuition money from her school and spent $350,000 on WWE tickets. Sadly, she still only got nosebleed seats, but I digress.
She bought two.
Yeah, she bought two, got nosebleeds for $350,000. Yeah, stole money from preschoolers' school and bought WWE tickets.
That's a fan right there.
That's... You know what? I'm bringing the word back. She's retarded.
I wonder if she listens to the Shining Wizards Network.
Retard talk. Talk at retard. Yeah.
Yeah. So,
yeah. Maybe they should get her to sponsor.
She's on the Patreon.
She's on the Patreon.
Matt, check that.
She's on the Discord.
Fucking Matt, check saying, that.
You guys are making jokes you shouldn't be making. Yeah, so. That's Matt, a callback. Brendan, write that down. I'm just glad nobody comes in and hits either one of us in the nuts during the show. That just makes me happy.
Yeah, I know. With a dildo.
Scott D'Amore's Maple Leaf Pro Wrestling announced on their pay-per-view last night that they have a major TV deal. TSN in Canada has picked up their show. That's huge for D'Amore, who, one, should have never been fired from TNA. That man kept that company afloat, by the way. But so he started his own. It was a cross-promotion pay-per-view last night with Tony Khan's Ring of Honor. If you can watch a match from it, I did see the Ricochet versus Rich Swann, the old Inner City Machine Guns going at it against each other. That match is fantastic. But, yeah, so good on Scott getting a TV deal. More wrestling is good, at least when it's good. Last thing I have for wrestling news this week, TNA Sacrifice pay-per-view was last night. Steve Macklin was severely concussed last night early in the main event. Santana hit him with a super kick, and he immediately went into, I don't know what they call it, like seizure posture.
Ugh.
Like he collapsed into the ropes, right? Holding the ropes, and he's stiff as a board. It looked frightening. Match was stopped. He was taken to the back. They had Eddie Edwards come out, fight Santana to close the show because it was early on in the main event that, you know, the injury happened. People want to see a main event. But yeah, apparently he's okay, but it was a very bad concussion, apparently. I mean, it looked frightening. So, yeah. And I don't, maybe this is just nitpicking, but a lot of wrestlers now are wearing like Timberland boots and like boots, right?
Yeah, they're not wearing wrestling shoes.
They're not wearing wrestling boots. They're wearing like boots, you, like real life, normal boots, like Timberlands and stuff like that. And he, and Santana does, which goes with his outfit and stuff, and he hit him just, I don't know if Macklin didn't get his hand up right or positioning was off, and shit like that happens. But man, a Timberland right upside, and he immediately just stiff. It's bad. So hopefully he gets better. I don't look for him to be back anytime soon. So all right, that's it for wrestling. And man, oh man,
oh man,
is there a lot of news in video games?
There's a lot of news in one section of video games.
Yes.
Have you seen the NVIDIA DLSS5 photoreal graphic?
No.
People are saying this is just garbage AI filter.
Oh, really?
Yeah. But with the same AI going here, Capcom, we will not be implementing materials generated by AI into our game's content. No, sir.
No, of course not. Wink.
I didn't even know this game was still out. APB Reloaded, the Legends update, new contacts, new weapons, and progressions.
Ooh.
It's still out.
Some games
you
just
want
kind of
games?
Well. Ah! Yeah, no. We'll might as well just get into that, I guess.
No. I still got more.
All right.
Jason Schreier, Bloomberg. It sucks to work in the video games industry right now.
Well, that's
yeah,
for sure,
if you're
apparently
a AAA motherfucker.
Yeah.
Because all the indie people are doing fucking great right now.
Yes.
The one or two guy fucking studios are doing fucking fantastic right now.
Yeah, the people with like 25 staff are doing great. You got 4,000 on staff.
25? Are you kidding me? Seriously, there's guys with like one guy doing it all. And yeah, it's fucking amazing.
Well, that's the guy that made Iron Lung. And that got turned into a very successful movie by one guy. So
speaking of crashing, we were there in the 80s for the crash, and this is definitely crashier. John and Brenda Romero reflecting on the gaming industry crisis.
Oof.
Yeah, that's not a...
It's bad.
When John Romero comes out and says, y'all.
Yeah.
We got some problems.
You're making people buy, you know, $100, $120 for a game, then hiding shit behind a paywall to unlock. People don't want that. They want normal, good, reasonably priced stuff.
God, what was the game they were talking about the other day that it just came out and then they got like a $40 add-on or something that you have to have for something, blah, blah, blah. They just didn't add it to the game.
Right.
And they're like, well, we're not paying for this shit. And that was a AAA game.
Yeah.
Well, you know what's doing really well right now?
What?
Crimson Desert.
Yeah. People like this open world, let me do my own thing. Games. Escapism.
Right.
I saw where there was an article that for Crimson Desert that people are not following the storyline. They're just going around trying to see how many cats they can get.
Yeah.
To live at their house. It's silly, but it's fun.
Yeah, people are just, yeah, it's just a fun game. And when Wayward Realms comes out, I can't wait for Wayward Realms to come out.
Right.
That the guys who are making Wayward Realms were writers or whatever on Daggerfall. Daggerfall? Elder Scrolls Daggerfall. I think it's Daggerfall.
Yeah.
The world of Wayward Realms is supposed to be 10,000 times bigger than Skyrim.
Right.
10,000. If you've ever played Daggerfall, the world is fucking huge. And they're like, how the fuck did they do that back then?
How? Exactly.
It's as big as a country. Like, how the fuck did they do that?
Yeah.
Yeah. Get ready. Triple A games are getting fucked. Now, let's go to the big shit. Epic laid off more than 1,000 workers.
And a quarter of the workforce.
And they are still reeling from it. Yep. One of the layoffs included the artist who designed Jonesy.
Yeah.
One of the layoffs was the guy who was writing the storyline for it.
Yep.
Couple that with fewer people playing.
Well,
the numbers
are
just aren't there.
Problem.
The cheating problem. Look, I'm not telling you how to do this, or I'm not condoning this in any way, okay? But if you play Fortnite and you like Fortnite, now is the time to go buy a Cronus.
Yeah,
because nobody's going to be watching this shit, man. Nobody. Report all day long, no one's going to do anything.
Do you have the list of, like, the, not the names, but just the, what the people did?
I don't have that list. I can't find that fucking list. You got the list?
Yes. They have laid off the principal engineer, the narrative director, the lead writer, the character art director, the design director, the social media admin, seasonal engagement director. This is the guy that did all the live events. The lead concept artist, the senior concept artist, the senior tournament operations manager, the creator of marketing, and senior game producer, along with, like, yeah, they laid off 1,000.
That's, I saw somewhere that they're paying people for the custom maps.
Yes, the UEFN people, basically the way I understand it, and this comes from a streamer that makes the maps and does the stuff, is things that are purchased in the item shop, right? 40% of that goes into a pot. And then based on player numbers, that gets divvied up. That money gets divvied up. But half of that 40% goes to Epic, because they have the most people playing, quote, their islands. So really only 20% of the supposed money that is from the item shop is going to these other creators. But you're putting that money to stuff that should have been going to your developers in-house.
I have noticed that some of the custom maps now,
yep,
instead of gold that you've won in the map or whatever, you know, because there's currency in the map. It's just fake money for the thing. You can pay with V-Bucks.
Yes.
So you're paying the creator of the map with V-Bucks.
Yeah.
How are they doing that?
I don't know. Somebody, I don't know if you have this, but they're saying that this was... They have a list of all the damage Tim Sweeney, who is the head of Epic, has done to Fortnite. Do you have this list?
No. I don't have that list either.
Okay. He caused Donald Mustard to leave. Donald Mustard was the guy at Fortnite. They take all their storyline resources and focused on this so-called metaverse thing. They put more money and focus into a collapse. They laid off 1,000 people because Epic was losing too much money. Meanwhile, and I think this is where we have to raise our prices and fire a bunch of people to pay the bills type of thing. They spent billions, literal billions of dollars, fighting Apple and Google to get on mobile. That's where the money went.
He fucked it up.
He fucked it up. Yep. They're still doing the Disney metaverse thing, because Disney put the money in for it. So basically Disney's paying them to create the thing. They're still paying millions to the UEFN map people, even AI generated brain rot nonsense. And there's even more collabs in the game that they have to pay licensing for.
Right.
And somebody said, Sweeney is an example of when a person is willing to sacrifice everything for the sake of their goals, even if the goal is idiotic and stupid. Willing to sacrifice your own developers, your own gaming community for it.
Yeah.
You literally fired the people, like, the one that was the head guy that they let go, that you were talking about, he's already got an interview, by the way. He announced he's already got, like, a major interview. But they were trying to get a hold of him after he was fired, going, we don't understand your code. There's problems in the game we can't fix because we don't understand your code.
Yeah, did he tell him to eat a dick?
That's what I would have done.
Yeah, eat a dick. You can hire me back on as a consultant.
$1 million an hour.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
so,
that's how that works. I'll charge you consulting fees.
Yeah, exactly.
$25,000 an hour, $50,000 an hour, which right. isn't out of this world.
No.
To fuck them.
Yeah. So Epic, and they are closing down. They are getting rid of Fortnite Festival Battle Stage.
Nobody plays that.
Ballistic, which
nobody played that.
They had a dedicated player base, and one of the streamers, Typical Gamer, yes, it was a small but dedicated player base. Typical Gamer, the streamer, has a game company that like makes, he works with them to make his islands and stuff. He offered to buy Ballistic from Epic, and they kind of, as of right now, they're giving him the runaround.
Well, look what they did to Paragon.
Yes. And they're also getting rid of Rocket Racing. So, probably because you fired all the people that were in charge of it.
Right.
But yeah, he has put in basically saying, let me buy Ballistic from you, and we'll do maps with Ballistic on your platform, but it'll be the first person mode that we hadn't blessed
it. Right.
But they're like the tools, some C++ code thing, and they're trying to go to Unreal Engine 6, so the stuff isn't ready. So they're just getting rid of the mode altogether. And he's like, let me buy it. I have the people to do it. And they're like, well, probably not. No, we're just going to get rid of it.
We're not going to make any money off of it.
That's exactly what it is.
Yeah, we don't want to make any money off of it. We don't want anybody else making money off of it, so we're just going to get rid of it. You'd rather cut off your nose to spite your face.
Right.
Oy vey. Well, they got enough of it.
Yeah.
Oh, speaking of oy vey, you want some good news?
Yes.
Fortnite tops the ADL's leaderboard ranking video games on efforts to curb anti-Semitism. Clearly, they don't play in our lobby.
That was my first thought when I saw that. I was like, huh, they don't listen to Adam and Jane Auschwitz.
They don't listen to us. Holy crap.
Get that gold, Ari. Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, so Fortnite is desperately in trouble.
Oh,
a lot of people are saying that the game won't be around in a year, or it will be drastically different in a year. Apparently, there was a staff meeting on Thursday. The announcement came Wednesday, the staff meeting on Thursday, letting them kind of know the roadmap ahead. They have big things planned, and they've dumped billions into these big things, but they're not making money now. They're supposedly coming down the road, which is the whole metaverse bullshit. So, yeah, it's jacked up. So,
nobody wants this metaverse shit.
No. Like I said, people are saying maybe a year till Fortnite is no longer what Fortnite is.
And we got to find something else.
Now. Yep.
Of course, we've been saying that for a year. We got to find something else, boys.
Yeah. The moon haunts you.
I'm not playing goddamn Rivals. I love you. I do. I'm not playing goddamn Rivals. And I'm not drinking any fucking Merlot. Yeah, there's a quote from a movie that everybody's seen.
Yeah.
I'm not doing. I can't do Rivals. Because it's just as fucking bad. You get into a game and you get a guy fucking leave right at the end, and then they're hiring people to throw games, and Yeah, I don't.
We just need to find a good, normal, playable game. So
Counter-Strike 2, let's go. You need a computer.
We'll try Fragpunk.
You guys make me sad. That's all I got.
The only thing I have, one, don't let your kids play Roblox. Because Roblox programmer Jamie Bourne was arrested in New Orleans by Homeland Security for possession of child rape porn and importing a child sex doll. Faces 40 counts involving juveniles under the age of 13. And this was one of the lead programmers of Roblox. So
sure.
There you go. That's
Sure.
Knight struggling, but this game full of the kitfuckers is doing okay. So, yeah. All right. There's only one thing for music news this week, and that is a passing. Dan Seals from the group Seals and Croft passed away this week. I didn't see a cause of death, but...
Old age.
Old age, probably. Yeah.
This was long easy listening.
Yep. So, speaking of that, I think it's time we'll play Song of the Week, we'll plug our network of friends, and when we come back, it'll be time for our top 10 songs with a food in the title.
See the curtains hanging in the window. In the evening on a Friday night, little light is shining through the window, lets me know everything's alright. Summer breeze makes me feel fine, blowing through the jasmine in my mind. The paper laying on the sidewalk, a little music from the house next door. So I walk on up to the doorstep, through the screen and across the floor. Summer breeze makes me feel fine, blowing through the jasmine in my mind. Days of summer, the jasmine's in bloom. July is dressed up and playing her tune. And I come home from a hard day's work. The arms that reach out to hold me in the evening when the day is through. Summer breeze makes me feel fine, blowing through the jasmine in my mind. Summer breeze makes me feel fine, blowing through the jasmine in my mind.
It's time for your weekly lineup of shows on the Shining Wizards Network. Start your week with the latest from Gorilla Brain, featuring the year of Duke and Rogue, covering a year's worth of classic wrestling. And the Tots Pod, introducing the world to wrestling figure collecting. Follow up with 30 Screams or Less, a weekly review of horror movies in 30 minutes or less. And the Shining Wizards, where it's wrestling talk and talk about wrestling. The Network Week continues with The Mark Order, your place for everything AEW. And the ROH Revelry, covering everything in the history of Ring of Honor. Later, it's Radioactive Metal, bringing you everything from the world of heavy metal music. An Inconclusive Breakdown, keeping you up to date on everything happening in the world. The Shining Wizards Network is also the home to other great shows, like The Brocast, your watch-along podcast from Down Under. Turnbuckle Throwbacks, paying homage to the greatest shows in the history of pro wrestling. Wrestling Night in Canada, a focus on wrestling with a North of the Border spin. And Going Underground, a show that takes you back through the history of Lucha Underground. Enjoy all of the amazing shows on the Shining Wizards Network, available wherever you listen to podcasts and at shiningwizardsnetwork.com. It's the Shining Wizards Network. Entertainment here.
And we are back.
Uh-huh. And older.
And older. All right. Top 10 list this week. Songs with a food in the title.
What?
There's a lot. I mean, there's a lot. We'll probably have crossover because...
Yeah, maybe.
We'll have some. Yeah. What's your number 10?
Cigarettes and Chocolate Milk. Rufus Wainwright.
Wow.
Wow.
That's a deep cut. Yeah.
Yeah, I love that. So I love Rufus Wainwright. Yeah, I don't care what anybody says. Fuck you guys. Yeah, that's what I said.
My number 10, Cornflake Girl, Tori Amos.
Oh, fucking Tori.
I know.
Fucking Tori Amos.
The basis for, what was she, the base? What character was it?
Daria?
In Sandman. She was the inspiration for, I think it was Delirium.
Oh.
Yeah. All right, number 9.
Well, now something completely different than Tori Amos. Warrant, Cherry Pie.
Yeah, I didn't have that one. Damn.
What?
I have another cherry a little bit later here. But my number 9, give me Booker T and the MGs with Green Onions.
Oh.
Yeah. All right, number 8.
Eat Steak, the Reverend Horton Heat.
Well, mine is a beef product. My number, give me Cheeseburger in Paradise.
Oh, that might be higher on the list.
James Buffet, yeah. Number 7.
Representing my brothers, Peas Porridge, De La Soul.
Ooh.
Ooh.
Oh. See, was that off the Rising album?
Oh, shit.
I think that was...
God damn it. Now I gotta look it up.
That's... I can't, man. And Rising is one of the best albums ever put out, so... I want to say it's off that, but...
No, De La Soul is dead.
Ah.
91.
Man, yeah.
Feel old?
Yep.
Again?
Speaking of old again? Do you remember being a kid listening to my number 7? Old Def Leppard would Pour Some Sugar on Me?
Oh.
A man can hold a beat with one arm. Amazing. Amazing.
He did it all with his feet. It's all footwork.
It was. Number 6.
Big Cheese, Nirvana.
Ooh.
Nirvana.
Like I said, there was a lot, yeah. Give me Strawberry Fields, Beatles, for 6.
Drop some acid.
Yeah. Number 5.
Peaches. I'm going to go into the country, and I'm going to eat up all the peaches.
Also my number 5.
Yeah. Is it really?
Yes. Yep. All right, number 4.
Pork and Beans, Weezer, for Weezer fan number 1.
Yeah. 4 is where I have my cherry song, but it is a cherry bomb. So.
Oh, yeah? John Mellon Cougar Camp?
The guy that owns way too much property in Indiana? I digress.
He lives in Bloomington now.
Seymour. Or, yeah, it is Bloomington.
He lives in Bloomington now, because Seymour probably kicked him out. Said, fuck that, get the fuck out of here.
Okay, get your hat, your coat, and get the fuck out. All right, number 3.
Lady Marmalade.
Yeah. I don't have that one. Yeah.
You're weird.
But what I do have is Blueberry Hill. Or Fats Domino. Yep. Number 2.
Cake by the Ocean.
Ooh. That's a fun song.
It's a good song. Yeah.
My number 2. Coming to you from the singer of Little Percocet, give me Raspberry Beret by The Prince.
The Prince.
I don't know if I don't know if our number ones are the same.
I doubt it. Got Cheeseburger in Paradise.
Oh, you have Cheeseburger. Oh, this is my number one. I went Old American Pie.
No.
Well, Don McLean there.
No, Cheeseburger in Paradise. I did it.
Yeah.
Fucking parrot head motherfucker.
He did. So
he did.
All right. That was our top 10 songs with a food in the title. And that means, oh, it's that time of the week where everything goes off the rails. Did you see these stories from Clown World? I want to preface all this with, we're going to get the world ending before GTA 6, by the way. Just want to get that out there.
Yeah, yeah.
Vince, do you remember a man by the name of Lucky Larry Silverstein?
He owned the Twin Towers and took a huge amount of money out on the property two months before the attacks?
Yes, yes he did.
That's weird how that happens, isn't it?
Guess what he did this week?
I have no idea.
He insured his Citibank building in Los Angeles against terror attacks.
How do we shorten history?
Exactly, right? If history has taught me anything, is get out of the Citibank building. Because the magical don't burn up in magical fire that burns steel beams, but somehow the passports were fine.
Yeah. Well, they don't have any money.
No, that's true. Is there
the banks are empty.
Right.
You can't go get all your amount of money out.
No.
So what's the best way to get rid of all the info?
Yep.
It's to hit the fucker. Man, y'all motherfuckers. I mean, now that bitch. Holy
is there
fuck.
Is there a building 8 in Los Angeles? I'm curious. Has there been Israelis in the building?
I'd be sweating fucking bullets, man.
Yeah.
If I worked in that building, all your Jewish friends didn't come in to work that day.
Yeah.
It was actually. What do you mean
they're across town at a dance party?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
So he insured the Citibank building this week against terror attacks.
Y'all motherfuckers are fucked.
Yeah, pretty much.
Fucked.
Wow. All right, moving on here. Cash Patel's girlfriend, Alexis Wilkins, you know, the singer from Trashville that magically somehow gets FBI security. She alleged this week that Michael Flynn, Tucker Carlson, Joe Kent, and Candace Owens are all linked to a foreign influence operation. I mean, all the people saying, yeah, we should just focus on here on America stuff, not worry about everybody else. That's a foreign influence? You sure?
It's fine.
Okay.
It's fine.
Who likes a big ego?
I like a big check. How do we get... We got to go back to that building, man. How do we get money for that thing failing?
Right? Yeah.
Talk to Trump.
Well... Speaking of him and ego, Trump's signature will be added to the U.S. dollar banknotes to commemorate the 250th anniversary. His signature will replace that of the U.S. treasurer, which has appeared on the dollar bill since 1861. Just told you we're bringing the word back. Retarded.
Yeah, well.
Ego.
Yeah, well.
Well, speaking of him, he was given a press conference with his cabinet this week about, you know, all the Iran stuff. And he asked Steve Witkoff, right, for permission to disclose that Iran had gifted the U.S. 10 boats of oil as tribute to show they're serious about making a peace deal, according to him. The boats are allegedly Pakistani flags. Here's my problem with this, and I said this under Biden, and I said this under Obama. Why is the supposed leader, the boss, asking anyone for permission for anything?
The thing is, okay, the way our government's set up,
Jews.
He well, he really needs to ask permission on some stuff.
Because he just runs off the fucking mouth. He, you know.
Right. There's a check and balance. Checks and balances.
Yeah, it's supposed to be.
I mean, but here's my thing. Why is he asking permission for some things
publicly
and not others?
He also said this week that Iran proposed making me supreme leader. I said, no, thank you. They were so insisting. The fuck are you talking about?
Yeah, shut up. Shut the
you
fuck
seriously
up.
Need your hair needs to be turned into a bicycle helmet, because I think we have a rerun in the show.
3 months, you know? Man. He went 3 months, and he said what he was going to do.
Yep.
And it was like, holy fuck.
No trans surgeries, no mass deportations of all illegal. What the fuck happened there for both of those? Nope, that's gone.
Yeah, oh, we're going to have to get to the bottom of why we're spending $50,000 for a toilet.
Yeah.
Holy shit, we're going to actually, oh my God, they're not going to give any money to anybody. Oh, and boy, that just changed when he said, well, we're going to give money to Israel and Egypt.
Yep.
And that's went right there.
Yep.
Done. Oh, okay.
He also, speaking on what you were talking about earlier, he said this week, quote, I call it a military operation. I'm told not to call it a war because you're supposed to have congressional approval to go to war.
Right.
So he calls it a military operation.
Right. Then we're going to put boots on the ground.
Yeah, so tell me you're trying to circumvent the Constitution that you swore to uphold by doing this, right? Yeah, right. Okay. Because right. You know you couldn't get congressional approval. He also admitted this week, quote, we shot down 3 of our own planes with Patriot missiles, but the pilots survived.
What?
Yep. We shot down 3 of our own.
That's...
on the good note, at least they survived.
Yeah.
On the
yeah.
bad note, you know they're going, fuck you, I'm done.
So there's you a bunch
shot,
of people.
We shot ourselves down.
Have you seen how many veterans are getting on YouTube and shit?
Yes.
Saying, we're not going back.
No.
And you're well, not sending my kid.
Yeah, that leads to this, because the Army this week raised the enlistment age to 42. And remove the waiver for pot possession. Why? Because they need more bodies to go fight for Israel.
My kid's not going.
Nope.
I've said it. I've said it a bunch. Nope. No.
Yeah.
It's just not happening. I don't know what to tell you. Eat a dick. I don't know.
Yeah. Send your kid. Send Mitch McConnell's kid.
Yeah.
Send Lindsey Graham's kid.
Have the Israelis send their fucking kids.
You were talking about all the things Trump said that magically disappeared. What happened to Drill Baby Drill?
Oh, yeah.
You ain't heard shit on him. We were going to drill in Alaska and have cheap oil for... That's gone. But somebody must have told him no again. Then we have this. Jesse Ventura... Every now and then we'll get something right, but then every now and then he gets a whole lot wrong, because he went on Piers Morgan's show this week and showed that he was in apparently a batshit crazy mode, saying that Trump only got into the WWE Hall of Fame because he used his power to stop a federal sexual investigation into Vince McMahon. He also said that during the Pennsylvania rally where Trump was shot, that the assassination attempt was fake, and that Trump bladed his own ear, meaning he cut his own ear. I got nothing.
That's, I mean,
first part may be true. I don't know, because rich people part, are looking out for
I can
rich
see
people.
That first part.
I can too. But
bro, I can see that the second part too.
Well, if the person behind him didn't get shot and killed. So there had to be a bullet. So
the bullet, where'd the bullet go?
Right.
But did they ever find the bullet that grazed him?
Well, yeah, because it grazed him and hit that firefighter. It was that dad firefighter behind him in the crowd.
Okay,
that killed
so
him.
It did hit him. Okay.
Yeah. So It's a big club and you ain't in it, said the late, great George Carlin. And I bring that up because there was some odd trading this week. Right before Trump announced he was halting attacks against Iran energy targets, someone made $1.5 billion trade on that news 5 minutes before it was announced.
Sure.
Just, it's weird, ain't it? We had a story last week about Joe Kent, former director of counterintelligence that resigned, saying Iran, you know, was not a nuclear threat, was not a threat to us in any way. This is Israel's deal. They pulled us into it.
Sure.
Well, Trump was asked again this week about Joe Kent. Trump said, quote, "I'm not a fan of the guy. His wife was killed. He remarried fairly quickly," end quote. Kent remarried 4 years after his wife died in an ISIS bombing in Syria while on duty. So this guy, who we could go through his marriages left and right, is, I don't like the guy, he remarried too quick. You were banging Miss Universe contestants left and right, and you're going to try to attack this guy based on his relationships? Uh-uh.
So, yeah, what a piece of shit, man.
Yeah.
Why are you attacking a guy's dead wife?
Yeah.
Well, he attacked Jeff fucking Massey's fucking wife.
Yeah. He did the same thing to Massey. Yeah. So TSA has been fucked due to the shutdown, and Republican Senator John Kennedy actually came out and told the truth this week. He blamed Trump, saying Democrats offered a deal to fund TSA, right? Republicans said they would accept the deal. Trump told the Republicans to not do the deal.
There
was a line. What was it? Atlanta Airport, something like that, where the literal TSA line went out of the airport and started to go around the terminals because they haven't been paid in like 6-7 weeks. So, but yeah, there was a deal. Trump killed it, basically. And that's according to a Republican senator.
But they're getting paid now, though, right?
Department of Homeland Security has moved funds to pay TSA.
Okay.
And I think that was late last night or the night before that got through. Or something. But yeah. So.
Was it last year that he was bitching about the people that wouldn't work for free?
Yep.
Was it air traffic controllers?
Air traffic controllers, yep.
Yeah, the people that stayed are patriots. The people that left are pieces of shit.
Yeah.
If you ain't gonna pay me, I ain't working, motherfucker. Eat a dick.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
It's that fucking simple. I can't be somewhere not doing anything and not feeding my fucking family.
Yeah, exactly.
Fuck off.
Trump ran his mouth again yesterday, saying just stuff we've told you is coming, but now he's let it out. He said, quote, "Cuba is next, by the way. But pretend I didn't say that, please." This was like a CPAC or some conference. "But pretend I didn't say that we're going into Cuba next." Remember when he was all pissed off he didn't get the Nobel Peace Prize?
You see Grindr shut down or was bogged down so bad because when they were all there in CPAC?
No.
Yeah.
No, really?
Yeah.
That's fucking hilarious.
Yeah.
Hey, nothing Trump likes better than dude booty. So there you go. He's the country dude.
He's the country dude. Fuck yeah, he's the country dude.
Well, speaking of this, you remember the story we had about the sheriff in Miami going to a guy's house because he put up a meme?
Oh, yeah.
Well, that guy is suing the sheriff of Miami, but this next story takes us to Wisconsin. Wisconsin Sheriff Michael Bouchard, probably butchered that, but I don't care because he's a fuck, confirmed that a man was arrested after distributing a meme he didn't like. The meme showed the sheriff with a Jewish Star of David on his forehead. The sheriff said the man was trying to threaten and intimidate him by posting the meme. He said the First Amendment makes people feel empowered, emboldened, and safe, so he had to act.
Now, he was arrested. What, didn't it come out that he was arrested for outstanding warrants? Like, that guy had outstanding warrants.
Is that what they tried to
That's what they tried as? To spin it as. Yeah, the First Amendment's there to, so you have the First Amendment. And the Second Amendment's there to keep motherfuckers from
coming to arrest you for the First Amendment. Yeah.
Remember that, kids.
The sheriff has a house. I bet you it's a nice house, by the way.
Oh, I bet he's got a pool.
Yeah.
I bet he's got some pizza I like.
Yeah, that's right. All right, next story here. Craig Spiegel, a St. Louis pediatrician who traded drug prescriptions for sex, tried to escape justice by telling a judge that he had lost family members in the Holocaust. I'm guessing you can guess his race, by the way. The judge rejected his offensive excuse and sentenced him to 20 years. Well, yeah, of course I traded drugs for sex. My family in the Holocaust. Hey!
Oh, they didn't buy it? Holy shit.
Yeah, I was shocked it didn't go.
I'm sorry, kind of surprised the judge was, Holocaust survivor? Oh, okay, yeah. Yeah.
I saw that episode of Mythbusters. Yeah.
Time served thing.
Yeah, exactly. A jury in Portland, Oregon, acquitted the protester who violently assaulted journalist Nick Soder while he was reporting on the anti-ICE riots, even though the entire assault was caught on video. The jury acquitted the person that did it because Portland.
We could make some money in Portland.
Yeah, we could.
It's high risk, high reward, but it could happen.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just saying.
Pop in the Slayer CD and just go for a road trip, yeah.
In Minecraft.
Yes.
Okay, in Minecraft.
I doubt many of you know about this, but there's a big fire going on right now in Nebraska. How big, you ask? Well, the fire's the size of fucking Rhode Island.
Nothing on the news.
Nothing.
Oh, it's so bad.
Nearly a million acres are already gone. Tens of thousands of cattle are impacted. And the area sits on the Oglala Aquifer, the largest underground water source in the U.S., and that aquifer is used for 30% of all irrigation in American agriculture. So grazing land wiped out, critical water source underneath, fertilizer prices are going through the fucking roof right now. Shipping disruptions all over the world. Global tensions because this war and the fucking Strait of Hormuz and all this bullshit. This all seems very planned. Like somebody's trying to get the water.
Well, if I was a, if it was me and I was in power and I was a corrupt piece of shit, I'd buy up all that land and then put a bunch of data centers there.
Weird how that's probably what's going to happen, isn't it?
That's weird, isn't it?
Kind of like they're doing in California where there was that fire and Hawaii where all that happened and all those people died. Yeah, it's weird, huh?
It's weird, so weird.
Yeah.
Huh.
An Iranian hacker group. You saw this one, I take it.
I wanted to see the pictures. I saw some of them and they would look normal, like he was just having a good time.
An Iranian hacker group hacked FBI Director Kash Patel's personal email and is publishing pics and other things for it online going back to 2010. Justice Department did confirm the hack. Now, you remember, maybe you remember, the whole Hillary Clinton's using a email bullshit she should be in prison stories?
Oh, yeah.
So Cash is using a personal email as FBI director, and it got hacked, and Goose Gander.
It's fine.
And his literal first name is Cash App, by the way. So all the Cash App PayPal memes are legit. We're so fucked as a country, by the way. I told you, world's going to end before we get GTA 6. All right, three stories, and then we're out.
Thank God.
NASA announced plans this week to build a permanent U.S. base on the moon. Will be done in three phases: rover and tech deployments, then semi-habitable infrastructure for astronauts, and then ultimately permanent human presence on the surface of the moon.
We got all the money in the world for that shit.
Huh. That's weird, because everybody I know is broke as fuck.
You know what's on the moon, right?
I know there's a dark side. There's an album made about that.
There's helium 3 on the moon, by
the
way.
Yes, there is. Yes. That's why we're going, by the way, yeah. Kids.
They let us go back.
Yeah, that's the thing, yeah.
Are they letting us go back, though, is the real question.
Yeah, well, we will find out. Vince, this next story is just for you. I'm going to read the story, and you may comment as you wish. Are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
27-year-old Dayton Weber, a professional quad amputee cornhole player, is accused of fatally shooting Bradrick Wells, 27, during an argument, then fleeing the scene in a car with the body.
I thought it was complete bullshit until I saw pictures of him.
And then you saw the video.
Yeah.
Shooting a gun. He's a quad amputee.
Yeah. Where there's a will, there's a way.
Lieutenant Dan, he ain't got no arms nor legs.
Nature finds a way.
He popped a guy, allegedly. I'm oddly impressed.
Yeah.
I guess.
That's where I'm at. I'm impressed. I say let him have it.
And he's a professional cornhole player. I don't know.
There's worse pieces of shit walking around right now.
That's true. Well, that leads us to the last story, Vince, and you know who's not walking around anymore.
Who?
The owner of OnlyFans, Leonid Radovinsky, died this week at 43. I'm pretty sure it was ass cancer. So,
That meme of Israel getting bombed, and it says white smoke in Israel means they found another CEO for OnlyFans.
Yeah.
So
because
good.
OnlyFans was the top contributor to Israel, by the way, money-wise.
Oy vey.
Yeah, that sums up everything you should know. So I'm sure they'll put another Goyim or non-Goyim in the ownership role. So there you go. All right, Vince, you got any final thoughts this week?
Yeah, keep your stick on the ice. When women don't find you handsome, at least they'll find you handy.
If you can't take the high road, take the high ground. Man, if we feel like it, maybe we'll do a show next week.
Yeah, fuck it.
Bye.
Bye.